Many of us ask the same question year after year during our Passover Seders. What is it that will make a complete kosher Passover Seder? How do you know when you have achieved success? How do you know when you have fulfilled your obligation of going through the Haggadah and creating the perfect Seder? And I'm sure if we asked various people in this congregation, our answers would differ. Some people would give the answer, well, I need to eat a certain amount of matzah, and then I know my Seder's complete. Some people may say, I need to taste that brisket, and then I know my Seder is complete. And yet many of us turn to the middle of the Haggadah, and we find an answer that jumps out at us year after year. What did Rabban Gamliel say? You have not completed your obligation during the Passover Seder unless you have explained the Passover offering, matzah, and maror. And so there's always, I'd say, a nunnik at your table who would say, that's it, that's all we have to do. All we have to do is point to the Passover offering, matzah and maror, and we're done. We've completed our obligation in conducting our Seder. Well, if that was the case, then our Seders would last 20 minutes, and I know they would look very different than the Seders that we attend year after year. What we have to do is push further after that particular line. The Seder is not merely pointing at object after object on our Seder table. Rather, our commentators explain that unless you share a story in which we weave the story and tales of the Exodus from Egypt throughout those three objects on our Seder plates, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. And then I ask us to push even further. Not only do you have to explain the Exodus, the story from Egypt, throughout the objects placed on your Seder table, but you have to be able to explain them so that if a child is present at your Seder, they too will understand what it means to leave Egypt. Now, I don't mean to say that a child must be present at your Seder. Rather, think about it for a moment. How do you use your Seder plate? How do you use your Seder table as a classroom, as a laboratory for learning, so that each person around that table will feel as if he or she too has left Egypt? I take my own interpretation of that story, of that meaning. When someone explains the Exodus from Egypt to me during the Seder, I take it to mean that I will learn that lesson and transmit it in the future at future starim. You see, years and years ago, my grandparents would quiz us at the Seder table. They would give us points. For every question that we answered correctly, we received a point and received some kind of gift at the end of the meal. We don't do a quiz at my Seder this year, and my grandparents have long passed away. But what we do is incorporate a theme year after year to make sure that the people who are sitting at our table understand that the story of the Exodus, the story of our liberation, is not one that's meant only in the past, but one that should remain relevant year after year. I ensure that I carry on the tradition of my grandparents so that everyone sitting around my table wants to carry on the story of our people years into the future. We often say our tradition is Na'aseh v'nishma. We take the commandments, we take the rituals, and we understand later. But that's not the case at all during Passover. During Passover, we point, but we also teach. We pass, but we also share. How is this night different from all other nights? On this night, we take the opportunity to create a classroom experience, making sure that all who are in attendance feel the urge and passion and need to carry on our traditions, not just on this night, but on all future nights. We make the tradition our own when we teach, when we share, when we learn, when we grow. Tonight, make your Seder not just about pointing, but rather about teaching. Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.